side, that translates to more power and accuracy. But, of course, a keeper knows this too. And that's why keepers jump toward the kicker's left corner 57% of the time, and to the right, only 41%. So there you stand, the crowd in full throat, your heart in hyperspeed, preparing to take this life-changing kick. The eyes of the world are upon you, and the prayers of your nation. If the ball goes in, your name will forever be spoken in the tone reserved for the most beloved saints. And if you fail, well, better not to think about that. The options swirl through your head, strong side or weak. Do you go hard for the corner or play it a bit safe? Have you taken penalty kicks against this keeper before? And if so, where did you aim? And where did he jump? As you think all this through, you also think about what the keeper is thinking, and you may even think about what the keeper is thinking about what you are thinking. You know the chance of becoming a hero is about 75%, which isn't bad, but wouldn't it be nice to jack up that number? Might there be a better way to think about this problem? What if you could outfox your opponent by thinking beyond the obvious? You know the keeper is optimizing between jumping right and left, but what if you kick neither right nor left? What if you do the silliest thing imaginable and kick into the dead center of